Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. If you are an applicant or author, if you need to send application information, please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
You're still there, Mary?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Called the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. My name is Joshua, and are you calling today for the first time? Check the status of the case. All right. And here, would you happen to be the applicant?
Yes.
All right. And here, what would be your full name?
Mary Phillips. Mary S. Phillips.
Oh, Phyllis? Okay. Right. And Miss Mary, what would be the date of birth for you?
October 1,
1947. 47, all right. Okay, here. One. And what would be your address?
667 North 33rd Street, Apartment A1.
Apartment A1. Let's see. Here we go. All right. And then lastly, what would be your phone number?
215-251-0862.
All right. Perfect. All right. Miss Mary, what can I help you with today?
I'm supposed to be talking to someone to set me up for a home health care service. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here, let me see. Let me actually go ahead and check the status for you first and foremost. I'll see where we're at, and then I'll give you the update from there. Let's see here. This is where it should be here. Clinically and medically approved. Perfect. All right, Miss Mary, if you give me a brief moment, I'll gladly go ahead into the state system to check the status on their end as well for you.
Okay.
All righty. One moment. Mary?
Yes.
Yes, okay. So I got a chance to check in the state system for you. And thus far, everything is showing that it's clinically and medically approved for services here. So that's already about 80% done. And by checking in the state system, I was checking to see if the financial determination was set here. Now, Miss Mary, as far as you know, or can remember anyway, was there any financial documentation submitted to the county?
I submitted, when I went to the Department of Human Services, they asked me for my income, and they wanted my income from Social Security. And they wanted to know if I had they wanted to know about my Social Security, the benefits I had been receiving since day one. Mm-hmm. And that's about it. If they wanted to know if I had a certificate for, like, if I pass away, did I have a certificate from where I get my insurance from? They wanted to know if I had one of those. Now, if you pass away, somebody has to.
Okay.
You understand?
Right. Okay. Good. And then,
so
from my understanding,
I have cremation information.
Okay. Got it. Then, in that case here, okay, since the financials are submitted here, so maybe around, like, last week or maybe longer than that?
When I gained information to DHS?
Yeah.
It's been about 3 weeks. About 3 weeks.
Okay. Thank you for telling me. Okay. I know exactly where to look here. Here we go. Looking for the statements. Okay. Redetermination. Okay, perfect. Okay, Miss Mary?
Yes.
Okay. So the County Assistance Office last update stating that they're going through the pending process for the financials here. And basically they're making the last determination so that way we can proceed to send you a letter and you should be receiving a call about these services, benefits, and hours.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're just waiting just a little bit longer from the County Assistance Office here for you. Okay. But other than that, did you have any additional questions about anything?
No. So what do I have to do now?
Well, since all the financials seem to be in a system here, at this given moment, here, Miss Mary, just for a further status update, do you actually happen to have the county's phone number here? Okay. And then if not, then I also have their direct phone number and your case number too.
I don't have their number.
Okay, no problem.
I don't have a county assistance number.
Okay, here, I actually have their direct phone number for you as well.
Okay. You want me to take the number down?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay, what's the number?
Yes, it is 215 560
215.
Yep. 560.
Wait a minute, you're fading. Say it again.
Oh yes, 560.
560. Okay.
55.
Zero
zero.
Okay. Do I have to call them?
At the moment, you don't have to, since they seem to be processing the information at this moment here. So you don't necessarily have to call him today, but just for a status update. I probably would give a call to them next week, sometime probably maybe Tuesday.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I also want you to write this down too, Miss Mary. I have your case number.
You have a case number for me?
Yes.
Okay. What's the number?
It is 514.
514.
013.
013.
815.
815. Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I got it.
Perfect. All right. Other than that, Ms. Mary, did you have any other questions?
No, all I have to do now is just wait for a call.
I would say we're just waiting on the pending process to be finished with the county office, and then you should be receiving a letter as well.
Mm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Ms. Mary, you sure you didn't have any questions?
No, I don't have any questions because I never did this before. So I have to wait for you guys to help me.
Okay, no problem. Not a problem at all. All right, Miss Mary.
Thank you.
No problem. At least let me be the one to say thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker and a survey flight to take it.
Okay.